Right now, I am part-time transit driver for South Central Council of Government. That includes checking in every day, getting my equipment ready, checking the van for a safety check, filling out the paperwork, following a routine or pre-planned route, getting to people's stops on time, assisting some with groceries or other items, and cleaning the bus at the end of the day, filling it up with gas and doing another safety check and turning in all my paperwork. I also on the weekends work for the Colorado Real Estate Group as an inside sales agent, and that involves answering online press prospect messages that come in through a variety of sources, contacting them, vetting them for information in order to give to a real estate agent who I can either set a meeting with or walk the prospect through the process of becoming a future buyer or seller.
Describe your strengths, things that you do well.
Organization. I'm good at coming up with processes and following directions. I'm good at time management. Those would be my two strengths, I think.
Describe areas needing improvement.
One situation I've recently run into is it was pretty intimidating for me to do inside sales. I've never done a sales position. It sounds a lot more scary than it is. What hung me up was lacking confidence, I guess, in being able to make a sale. But what it came down to was me realizing my role in the position. So my role is just to gather the information. I don't sell the house. That's up to the agent. So I guess it would just be lacking confidence, and sometimes leads me into paralysis. But that's why I really like why I think I'm good at organization, is when I'm organized, I feel like I have the answers.
Okay. Give an example of a situation where there were competing priorities, and what actions did you take, and what were the results?
Let's see here. I guess competing priority would be.
Let me give you an example. So let's say at COG, you were told to go this direction on the bus, and at the same time by someone else told to go that direction on the bus, and there were competing priorities. One of them was a higher priority for whatever reason, or maybe a person was handicapped and they needed to get to a doctor, and the other person needed to go to the local convenience store to buy lottery tickets. So
that's a wonderful example. I have almost that exact scenario. I have, so on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I sometimes do the afternoon in Walsenburg trip, which is includes picking up people who just got out of a dialysis treatment. They're there for 4 or 5 hours. And I know that they're very tired and weak, and they just want to go home. On those days, I am sometimes also have people that I've picked up from Levita, and I need to get them back. They want to go back around the same time. There was a situation where I thought I was going to have enough time to go pick somebody up and drive somebody to Levita, but they were actually outside of the hospital waiting. So the person that got out of dialysis, they got out a little early. So I just apologized to the person. I explained to them, they're just getting out of a treatment. Let me just bring them home. They live right up the block. And, I thought the person would be kind of angry because I had already driven, pretty far out of Walsenburg. But they were fine with it. They understood. And I think just explaining the situation, if it's a competing priority, explain why you're doing it and where you're coming from. And I think people tend to understand. If they don't, you at least have the opportunity to have a conversation about it.
Okay. Describe your computer experiences, including using different types of software like Word, Excel, or something comparable to that.
Sure. I'm very advanced in all Word or Microsoft Office or software. I have experience with several like in-house intranet systems or databases. I have experience with VSOP is what it was called at West Safety Services. It's the it was sort of our online database, which also had the GIS department managed the mapping area of it. So I'm pretty good at learning what I need to learn in regards to software.
And then what kind of operating systems are you familiar with? Are you familiar with Windows or Mac?
Windows and Macintosh.
Both of them?
Yes.
What experience do you have in regards to general office and clerical skills?
I have many years experience, although not recent experience, working as a receptionist. I worked as a receptionist in a law firm for several years, and then just for a temp agency where I worked a variety of, you know, two-week to two-month receptionist positions.
Describe the kinds of deadlines you have had to meet in your current or past positions.
For COG, the daily deadlines are, you know, getting people to their places on time, picking them up on time. With West Safety Services, I had a daily deadline of, they were called dailies, of records I needed to sort through and evaluate and update as needed. With the Colorado Real Estate Group, I guess the deadline would be, I have to make the phone call when the initial lead comes in within 3 minutes, get them on the phone as quickly as possible, and have a 12-step process that I need to follow until they've been contacted, and I either get a firm no or they've been contacted for 12 times in a specific time frame.
Okay. If a deadline could not be met, what did you do?
Well, I try with all my might not to let that happen because it does give me anxiety, but you know, if a deadline is absolutely not able to be met, I try to notify anybody that would be impacted as soon as possible. Try to adjust every other thing that I can to focus on that specific deadline, and wrap it up within, you know, the most immediate, like wrap the project up as well as possible in the most reasonable time as possible. So try not to sacrifice either.
Okay. What's been your experience in working as a team player? And give an example in which you were part of a team in your current or past positions.
Sure. With the Colorado Real Estate Group, I'm the ISA for three other agents, and there are three other ISAs. I do my best to work fairly with everybody, meaning trying not to, one example is if I'm ISA lead and a lead comes in, but it's a follow-up for another ISA that's not on, I do my best to follow up as respectfully with that their lead as possible, set a good tone for them, and give, you know, as much information I can to my team members so that they can follow up when they're back on. Remember to work well with the agents. There's specific things each agent likes, certain documents that one wants, certain time frame that another wants. So, you know, make sure I can provide what they need. And with driving, it would be, you know, if a driver, you know, is stuck across town and they call me, they know that I'll do my best to say, yep, I'll head over there right now. I'll do what I can.
Okay. What's an ISA?
Oh, inside sales agent. Sorry.
Well, that's fine. I'm just curious. What do you do to organize your work day?
I like to stick to a routine as much as possible. I like getting ready in the morning is the most important thing for me, just getting breakfast, getting dressed appropriately for the day, and just heading out the door with a good attitude. That's the most important thing. And knowing, I like to have some idea of predictability, so I try to make it as predictable as I can for myself, preparing the next day, or the day before.
What would you describe as your ideal job?
I really like working in positions where there is a procedure, there is a defined expectation, where I am, where I feel like I'm able to contribute. Not that I don't like working sales, but the thing I don't like about the sales is it is pretty unpredictable. You never know who you're going to be calling, what reaction you're going to get. So I've tried to make that as predictable as I can. I have a little algorithm flow chart of if they say this, I need to do that. So it's just working in an environment where I can create for myself, predictable expectation of myself. I know that I've done a good job when I completed X, Y, and Z, and that kind of work.
Okay, what work have you performed that involved working with sensitive or confidential information or matters?
Sure. When I worked at West Safety Services, that had many different federal regulations. It was a database management group for the 911 calling system. So we had phone caller subscription information, personal details, that obviously required no, specific rules on emails, not opening those specific documents, not being allowed to email certain documents out. There's a whole database of process documents on what not to do and who you can send information to. Also working at the law firm, that there's a heavy reliance on confidentiality in that setting.
And I apologize for the pause in between questions. I'm writing stuff down.
No, that's fine.
So be patient with me. How would you handle a citizen or fellow employee who was upset and complaining about the assessor's office or your work, or how would you handle that?
When somebody's upset, I like to understand why, what the root of the problem is. I think asking questions is important in that phase. Just determining what the issue is. Once I am able to identify the issue, I like to, I'll do my best to figure it out, to work with them to. Sometimes, people, all they really want to do is explain why they're upset. And if you are able to listen, they feel a lot better at the end of explaining it. But if that doesn't work, from whatever, ability I have to make the problem better, I would do. If I'm unable, I would send it to a higher up.
Okay. Tell us about a situation in which you were working with a very demanding individual. How did you handle the situation?
I'm okay with very demanding. I prefer very demanding because I feel that they are being very clear and very upfront about their needs. So, I strive my best to meet that.
And what were the results when you were in that or confronted with that situation?
Well, currently I'm told that my current leading agent is, other people have referred to very demanding. I don't find it very demanding. I find it just very upfront and honest. So I'm able to work very well. You know, there might be emails at inconvenient times or, you know, needs that seem ridiculous to some people, but I've noticed that if I just send a quick email back, you know, I'll get to this tomorrow, I'll get to this in 10 minutes, just having a response and having a, you know, my eyes are on this, gives her, it eases her mind, so.
Okay. What role does safety play in your work on a daily basis?
Safety is what you said?
Yes, safety.
Okay. Well, a lot. Currently with driving, I have a 5-point checklist I have to do every morning. I have to make sure my bus is in operating condition, doesn't have a flat tire that, you know, going to blow up on the highway. I have to make sure I'm returning the bus in that same state the end of the day. And I do have some passengers which are in wheelchairs, and that is, you know, very important to make sure that you have all of their cue strains, is what they're called, locked into place, nothing, you know, able to fly off. You know, that's very important. Safety is very important in my current job.
When you get into a situation where an object is too heavy for you to move or pick up, what would you do?
If there was a dolly, I would try that. If I can't do it either way, I would ask for assistance.
Have you ever been disciplined or suspended from any of your previous jobs? And if so, what are the details?
I have not.
The only reason why you wouldn't be able to perform all of the job functions as described in the job description?
No.
If you're offered the job, you'll need to take and pass a drug test. You okay with that?
Yes.
Do you understand the requirements of the job?
I do.
Do you have any questions, or Jody, do you have any questions for the applicant?
Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you ran into a roadblock where you couldn't get on Zoom and you reached out and were able to contact us. So I appreciate that. Right now, currently in our assessor's office, we have some very unhappy taxpayers coming in, and it's a day-to-day issue right now. So there is a lot of aggravation is a good term, misunderstanding. How would you handle that? Because I can, for example, yesterday we had 7 people in the office all upset, and we had to handle them one at a time. Is that, how would you handle, could you work under that pressure and under that strained environment?
Yes, that sounds like a terrible situation, but I believe you said there was, you know, miscommunication. Not that I would expect to be able to fix their issue, but I do think that if I was able to gather what they need, find the answers that they need, or at least point them in the right direction, I believe that would be how I would handle that scenario.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any questions of us?
I don't.
If you were selected, when would you be available?
I would need at least 2 weeks after the date of being notified that I was selected.
Okay, Cecilia, thank you very much for your time. We'll be getting back with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
All right, it looks like we got the second applicant.
Already on.
So I will go ahead and let them in the meeting. Are you ready?
I am ready, Phil.
Hello, is this Mary Ellen Armijo? Marianne, I believe you're muted. Let me see if I can unmute you. Marianne, you're going to have to unmute yourself on your end. I don't have that capability. Or it looks like your audio is still trying to connect. Marianne, we're still not able to hear.
To hear her.
Yeah, she just dropped.
Sorry, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. And you're Mary Ellen Armijo?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Mary, well, I'm going to start with the questions. And at any time during this interview, if you want to chime in, please don't hesitate to do so. Okay. The work schedule for this position is 8 to 4:30. Are you okay with that?
Yes, that's fine.
Are you aware that this is a full-time position?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware that this can be a union position? It's not mandatory. We're not a closed shop, but are you aware of that? So if you want to join the union, you can. It's going to cost you some dues and fees and stuff if you'd like that, or if you'd like to.
Okay, yes, I am aware.
Describe your current most recent job responsibilities and duties.
So right now I am the telephone operator at the clinic, at the hospital clinic. So basically I answer all the phone calls coming into the clinic and direct them to where they need to go, provide information, you know, if that's what they're just asking. So that's kind of my main thing. I answer multiple phone lines.
Describe your strengths, things that you do well.
I'm very organized, and I will, you know, try to complete a task as, you know, timely as I can. So I'm organized, and I'm, you know, make sure that I complete what I need to be done on a timely manner.
Describe areas needing improvement.
Probably kind of the same thing. I will, you know, continue to do what I need to do until it's done and it's to my satisfaction, and make sure that everything is completed and, taken care of.
Can give an example of a situation where there were competing priorities. What actions did you take and what were the results?
I would make sure that I would figure out which one needed to be done and completed first. And I would, you know, tackle that one and make sure that that's done. And, you know, make sure that it's my supervisor or whatever is aware that that's what I'm taking care of, because that needed to be done, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay. Describe your computer experience, including using Microsoft Word, Excel, or something comparable to those.
I'm proficient in all of them. I'm very proficient.
And operating systems, are you familiar with Windows or Macintosh or?
Windows, yes. I have a, you know, an iPhone, so I think Mac is the same as, you know, similar to that. So I'm able to do that as well.
What experience do you have in regards to general office and clerical work or skills, excuse me?
Yeah, I've worked as an administrative assistant at the college in the nursing program. So I, you know, on a daily basis, I had all those clerical responsibilities that needed to be taken care of. I also worked at the Corazon Square, which was, you know, similar. You had certain responsibilities throughout the day that you needed to take care of.
Describe the kinds of deadlines you've had to meet in your current or past positions.
So in past positions, it would be, I can give an example for like nursing orientation, getting all the paperwork needed, you know, copied and done, and all everything set up. So just basically, you know, making sure everything's done in a timely manner, everything's completed and ready for the meeting. Or I would do job fairs. At the Corazon Square, I would have to set up meetings with the tenants and have to go over to get their recertifications and stuff. So I have a lot of experience doing stuff like that.
If a deadline could not be met, what would you do?
I would immediately tell the supervisor, you know, what was needed, still needed to be done. You know, maybe ask for help to see if someone else could pitch in and see if we can get it done. But I wouldn't just not do anything. I would definitely try to get something done and completed.
What's been your experience in working as a team player? Give an example. Current or past positions?
Yeah, in my current position, it's kind of, I work with the nurses and the, you know, our clinical nurse and our triage nurse very closely. We're part of our correspondence communications program. So we work really close together. If anything's needed, I will definitely let them know, you know, what's going on with the call or something. In past positions, it would probably be with like our nursing students, the nursing faculty.
What do you do to organize your workday?
Well, see, right now it's a little different because I answer phones. There's no, every day's different, you know, so some days I'll come in and the phones are ringing even before I clock in. So it's, I mean, we're really busy though. Before it would be like making a plan of what needed to be done, what calls, what, you know, if people needed to be contacted or whatever needed to be done on a priority, you know, I would make sure that it needed to be done.
How would you describe your ideal job?
I like input, data input, I guess. That's why I want something different than just answering phone calls, which I'm fine with answering phone calls. But I want more hands-on, more, you know, taking care of customers and more just doing like filing or just paperwork. Like I said, computer input would be fine.
What work have you performed that involved working with sensitive or confidential information?
So right now it's with patients, the HIPAA laws, obviously. At the college, it was also with, you know, student information. So I'm very familiar with that, and I take it very serious, the confidentiality.
How would you handle a citizen or a fellow employee who's upset and complaining about the assessor's office or your work? How would you handle that?
I would contact probably the supervisor, you know, let him know what was going on. Just, you know, find out what was the problem or what was the issue, and see how it could get resolved without any conflict or any, you know, disagreements, I guess.
Tell us about a situation in which you were working with a very demanding individual. How did you handle the situation?
So like now, like I said, it's mostly phone calls. So we get some, you know, patients who are not happy, obviously. You know, I try to, you know, listen to their problems, listen to, you know, what's going on with them. Like I said, I work with our clinical communications nurse and our triage nurse. So if something comes up that needs to be directed, I will, you know, let them know or let the supervisor know that, you know, someone's not happy or something. But I definitely listen to the patients.
What role does safety play in your work on a daily basis?
So, I mean, here it's basically, just answering the phone calls. So there's not really a lot of safety. I mean, you know, we have, it's in an office. So I'm pretty sure that we're safe. I'm not exactly sure what you're meaning by safety.
Well, I guess, and I'm trying to think of a scenario, perhaps in your office there. With COVID going around, do you guys take extra safety precautions, or how do you handle that? And then also, how important is that safety to you and your fellow workers?
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, with working here at the clinic, we, you know, it's a little bit better now, but for a while it was, you know, very concerning for all of us. Because, you know, we get patients coming in who are sick. So we have our procedures where, you know, we don't let anybody in. They will have to call and make a telehealth appointment. We use masks. Masks are still mandated, which is fine. All our employees are vaccinated and stuff. So, I mean, we have a lot of precautions, which is a good thing.
When you get into a situation where there is an object too heavy for you to move or pick up, what would you do?
I would ask for help. I would definitely not try to move something on my own.
Have you ever been disciplined or suspended from any of your previous jobs? And if so, what were the details?
No, I haven't.
Do you know any reason why you wouldn't be able to perform all of the job functions described in the job description?
No, I'm pretty confident I could do whatever's required of me as long as I'm, you know, given, you know, some direction of what needs to be done.
If you're offered the job, you need to take and pass a drug test. Are you okay with that?
Yes, definitely.
Do you understand the requirements of the job?
Can you explain them a little bit of like on a daily, what would be the job duties on a daily basis?
I would defer to assessor.
I can explain. It's going to be answering phones. There is some data input. Our job, it changes on a daily basis depending on how much traffic we have coming in and out of taxpayers and public coming in. It does take a full 2 years to understand, to start to have an idea of what my office has to do statutorily, because everything we do is governed by Colorado state law. But it would be doing clerical work, data input, answering the phones, and attending to the public and their needs. Because what we do essentially is we assess all property structures within the county. That way we provide a tax base for all the entities that rely on tax dollars. So like your school districts, your cities, your towns, your county, those entities that require tax dollars to perform their services.
Oh, okay. I mean, I kind of had an idea, but yeah, right. I'm sure it's different every day.
Every day.
Do you understand the requirements? I think Jody explained it really well.
She did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything to add or anything you want to question us about? I guess you already did.
Yeah, that was kind of more the job details.
If you're selected.
Go ahead, Phil.
No, go ahead, Jody. I'm sorry.
I just have one question, since I already asked a previous interviewee. I have to ask it to all of you. Yesterday, for example, we had 7 taxpayers in our office, and they were not happy because they received their tax bills and were confused and there was some emotional upset to it. In that situation, I want to make sure that my staff is comfortable and confident that they can handle that situation, because there are times when we have taxpayers and the public in there, and tempers can rise, and it can be a very intense situation. Yeah. And we do our best to try and get them the information that they need. That way we can do our jobs. Is that something you would be comfortable with?
Yes.
Sometimes taxpayers holler.
Yeah, I get that. We get that here, where people, they will call and nobody returned their call. And you have to apologize, and I understand. And, you know, let me help you. Let me see what I can do for you, or, you know, see if I could get, and I will, I'll put them on hold and see if I could get someone on the phone, you know, who can answer the questions.
Okay.
If you're selected, when would you be available?
I'd like to give 2 weeks notice if possible.
Okay, I have nothing else. Jody, do you?
I do not. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. We'll be getting back with you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, my opinion so far, good applicants.
They are much better than the last batch I had. Good applicants. Then is Renee going to get on by Zoom, Phil, at 10?
Yes, that's what I instructed her to do.
Okay. That will work. I am going to run next door to my main office, and then I will be right back.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil. Mm-hmm.
There. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I have a new computer, so I'm trying to get on and make everything work.
Okay.
All right. Renee, I'll be asking the questions, but at any time, if you want to chime in, by all means, stop me and go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay.
The work schedule from 8 to 4:30, you okay with this?
Yes.
You wear this a full-time position?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware that this can be a union position? You'll have the option if we select you to either join or not join the union?
I'm aware.
Describe your current most recent job responsibilities and duties.
So right now I'm working in the clerk and recorder's office. So I do a lot of the motor vehicle titling. I have been included in the recording as well, more so within the last couple of weeks, which is really nice. Do marriages, you know, license sometimes when the people come in. A lot of course, interaction with people, happy people, upset people, all kinds of people. sometimes I have to call car dealership and get some information that's needed, you know, change things around and things like that. So it's definitely, I'm busy all day long. So there's always something to do.
Describe your strengths, things that you do well.
I think my strengths are, I'm organized. I'm an organized person, and I think I'm pretty dependable. Recently, I was out sick, but I was trying to come into work, and I was talking to HR, and she was like, "Renee, why do you want to come in? Just stay home, get well." You know, she said, "I don't understand." She said, "Just we need you well." You know, so I'm there. I think that's a really big strength to me. I'm dependable. People know that I'm going to be there and I'll get the job done. So.
Okay. Describe areas needing improvement.
Well, I think sometimes I tend to overthink things. Sometimes within my current job, I look through paperwork and I miss certain stuff sometimes, maybe signatures, paperwork that's not done complete by the dealer. So then I let it go through to the state and it comes back to me. So then I have to send it back, but it's all a learning experience. And when it comes back, then I have to, you know, call, get it done correctly and send it back again, but it's a learning experience. And then hopefully next time I'll remember and get it right.
Give an example of a situation where there were competing priorities and what actions did you take?
Competing priorities? Oh, like multitasking or different things to do?
Yes.
Well, there's always that, right? Sometimes there's that. So when there's a lot of things to do, I tend to try to get the easier things out of the way to make more time. Well, not out of the way, but done. Get them complete and done so I can move on to the more things that are going to take a lot more time. And so I get it done. I get them done that way. Sometimes I make lists, you know, sometimes you just got to sit back, think about things and see how you're going to get it done. There's times when you have to bring other team members that you work with, other co-workers in and get it done together, you know, conquer and divide type of thing. But, you know, there's always a way to do things. So
describe your computer experience, including using Microsoft Word, Excel, or something comparable.
I've used different things over the years. I have used Word a lot. I've used Excel a little bit. I think the world is IT savvy now. Everybody's got to have some IT experience. There's always email and all that good stuff. But at every different job, there's always different systems that you need to learn. So in that aspect of things, I've touched upon different things that you mentioned, Microsoft Excel. But I've also done other stuff. Like I was a biller at the hospital and, you know, just stuff like that. And you have to just, sometimes there's seminars that you have to attend and stuff online to see how to work different programs. You know, sometimes there's somebody that is actually there that can help you, you know, maneuver through the first time or the first couple of times. Usually get it, you know, and I okay. think I'm pretty proficient. Pretty proficient.
What operating systems are you familiar with? You familiar with Windows and or Macintosh or?
I'm familiar with Windows.
Windows?
Yeah.
What experience do you have in regards to general office and clerical skills?
I have quite a bit. I was I was in the dental field for a while, and I went from dental assisting to working the front desk. And that was scheduling, getting the bills paid, you know, things like that. And then I was office manager for a couple of years. So there was, you know, I call it a 10-key calculator, computer, fax machine, email, copy machine. Let's see, most recently in the clerk and recorder's office, we have our new scanning machine, and that's pretty cool. You know, to scan in maps and stuff, it's awesome. So we've learned that. Phone skills, person-to-person skills.
Okay.
You name it.
Describe the kinds of deadlines you have had to meet in your current or past positions.
Oh. So there's always, like I was talking to you about vehicle titling, those always have to be in by a certain amount of time where people get, you know, the state starts to add late fees on that if we don't get them in on time for people to register them. So there is a little bit of a time crunch, but it's, I mean, as soon as we get them from the dealers, I'll get them out within a few days. If not, it kind of depends because it's kind of a stop and go process because people are walking in and I have to stop what I'm doing in titling and help the person in front of me and then go back to my title work and remember what I was doing, where I was at. But I usually get them in pretty quickly. You know, sometimes they pile up. Phil Long comes in and they bring a big folder just packed, you know, so we try to work on them as quickly as possible. That's now, but in the past, I used to be a biller at the hospital before I got hired at the clerk's office. And there was a time when we had an audit due and it was pretty timely. So it was all hands on deck and everybody had a certain number of accounts, people's names that they had to pull in accounts. It was very, very timely, but just, you know, in the morning I got my normal work done. And then in the afternoon, as soon as I was done with my everyday stuff, start on the audit. And there was like, I don't know, 20 people a week that I had to get done. And I think I don't even remember how many people that we had to pull. So it was kind of a stressful situation, but it was kind of neat when it ended because it was done. And you're like, whew, thank God. You know, government stuff. Cool.
if a deadline could not be met, what would you do? Or what did you do?
If a deadline could not be met, probably talk to my manager, my chief, and see if there was any way that we could pull maybe another person in to help. like I was talking about, conquer divide. If not, maybe to see if it was possible to push it back by a day, couple of days, so we could get it done. Even if I had to call and see, talk to a person somewhere else, if the deadline was for someone another place, and see what we could do to rectify the situation. Yeah.
What's been your experience in working as a team player? Give an example.
Team player. I think every office that I've worked in, you have to be a team player. You know, like I was talking about the audit earlier. And especially like now that I'm working at the clerk's office, I think everybody on the second floor are like kind of, I think of them as spokes on a wheel. Everybody has a job to do to help the community, you know, to help the people of Los Angeles County. And that's why we're there, actually. So I don't know if I answered that question.
No, that's a good answer.
Yep.
What do you do to organize your work day?
Well, I have to see what needs to be done. Usually there's a certain protocol that needs to be done every single day. Like in the morning, I go in right now, of course, clock in, put your stuff down. I get my cash register, my cash drawer out. Check the time, right? 8 o'clock, open the doors, you know, and start my titles. Start my titles because we don't really have, unless we get a lot of mail in and it's recording, then we can do that in between. I check that a couple of times a day if I'm on recording, because we're switching out one person every day and there's three of us. So I think I have 2 days a week. So I do that, and it's kind of, I don't write it down in the list. I just kind of have it in my mind. You know, like, first of all, I got to go in. I got to make sure my computer's on, because sometimes it's off and it takes a long time to get booted up sometimes, you know. Got to make sure I have cash in my drawer to make change. I got to go through my titles that I have things waiting on, you know, make sure that they're taken care of, or I have to call someone, a dealership, to see if something's on the way, a check or, I don't know, a statement of fact or something like that. So it's very repetitive, but it kind of is, you know. In order to get things done throughout the day, you have to have a flow, a smooth flow.
How would you describe your ideal job?
My ideal job. Well, I definitely know that I don't like shift work. Oh, that's not good for me. That wouldn't be good for me at all. 8 to 4:30, 8 to 5. I've always had a day job, which is very good for me. I do have a family here at home, and have, you know, a young child. I have a couple grandkids. So I try to make time for basketball games, volleyball games when I can, you know. So that would be nice if I could possibly go when I can, you know. I always like to know that I can work with my coworkers, have fun with them, get the work done, you know. That's the best way to work. It could be a stressful situation if people don't get along, right? Right. I'm just, to me, I do what's in front of me, and I try to do my best at it. I've had a couple of job changes over the years, and my ideal job is, I really like working with the public. I'm a people person. When I was in billing, I was in a room about the size that I'm in now with seven other people. And it was nice to work with them. They were nice to work with, but I really missed working with the public, you know? And so that's something that I really treasure, you know, even though people are come in and they're not too happy sometimes and stuff. Sometimes if you can turn that around, and by the time they leave, they're happy. It's a win, you know? So I really like working with people.
Okay. What work have you performed that involved working with sensitive or confidential information or matters?
I've worked HIPAA a lot. I worked in the dental field for about almost 15 years. So that was all confidential. And then when I left there, I went to the hospital and I billed for 5 years. And that was all confidential also. And now that I work in the clerk's office, that is confidential as well. You know, people call in and they'll say, well, I was looking at this vehicle, but could you tell me, you know, whose name is on it? Or I need to come in and get a duplicate title. Well, are you listed on the title? Or what is your name? You know, and they're not on the title, and you just have to, tell them, I'm sorry, but I cannot give that information out. So I think a lot of things these days are confidential. So I've been working with confidentiality for a long, long time.
How would you handle a citizen or a fellow employee who was upset and complaining about the assessor's office or your work?
That was in front of me or just...
Yeah, if a person came in, if I came in and started barking at you that the assessor's office is taxing me way too much, you know, and went off on you, how would you handle that?
Well, first of all, sometimes you have to let people talk. You have to let them deflate. Sometimes they get really loud, though. So if there's an extra room, and I don't know if there is or not, but if there's somehow that we could take them aside, because if you take people aside and they don't have an audience, you know, then they tend to not be as mean. And then if you just, I just listen to them, you know, let them say what they have to say and then give them a minute, because then after there's a silence, a short silence, they kind of look at you and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then you can actually talk to the person, tell them what's going on. You know, we're trying to do the best we can for you. You know, this is a government office. We have to do what state regulations require us to do, but we are trying to do the best for our county, for the citizens of Los Angeles County. And, you know, we're going to try to work with you the best way we know how, and hopefully they'll understand that, and by the time they leave, they'll not be as mad, or maybe a little friendlier, you know.
Okay.
But if I have to bring somebody in, like maybe my boss, you have to sometimes, you have to call somebody in, or that we have a little button in the clerk's office. Sometimes we've had to use that a couple of times. People just don't know when to stop. They just get going on a roll. And you hate to do it, you know, but sometimes you have to do it and get in order to get them to leave, because they won't leave. They'll just keep going. So, but try to deflate the situation first.
Tell us about a situation in which you were working with a very demanding individual. How'd you handle it?
Well, you know, I would sit and ask them, well, what do you want exactly? You know, what do you think that we should be able to do for you? And if they, and usually they come in so mad, they don't even know what they want. They're so demanding. They just want to be heard. And then if they do have something that they feel that we need to do or that I would need to do for them, I would tell them, well, you know, it is possible. It's possible. I'd have to talk with my boss, or maybe we can do this or this or this, you know, give them a couple of different options and see which one will work best for them. Because if you tell a person that you're trying to, I'm trying to help you, you know, we're here to help you sell it. You have to sell it. If people want things that they don't need, people want things that they want. So there's always money for things they want but not need. So you try to give them a couple of scenarios in order to see which one fits them best. And then maybe to get their name, their phone number, and reach out in a few days, see how it goes, and see if we need to make other arrangements or if they're happy with the situation. Usually they're really happy with the phone call back. Yeah.
What role does safety play in your work on a daily basis?
Number one, safety at home, safety at work. Yeah, it's all about staying safe.
When you get into a situation where an object is too heavy to move or pick up, how would you handle that?
Ask for a dolly. No. No. Or, you know, maybe ask maintenance. Maintenance comes in a couple times a day and see if maintenance could maybe move something heavy, because, you know, you don't want to get hurt at work. Then you're out and you're, you know, you leave the other people that you work with in a bind with your work, or it's left without being done. And, you know, you just definitely want to have the right tools to move it, or a pretty muscular person, you know, really a man pretty much, you know. I used to be able to move a lot of, you know, a lot of heavier stuff when I worked for Marty Feeds for a while, and I worked for him for a couple of years, and I was, you know, I was loading feed 50, 80 pound bags, you know, half ton, you know, it wasn't easy stuff, but hey, I was a lot younger then. I can't do that anymore. So we have to get the person that can actually do it. Yeah.
Have you ever been disciplined or suspended from any of your previous jobs? And if so, what were the details?
I don't remember ever being suspended from another job. No. Disciplined? No, I don't remember that either. Just on a weekly basis, we had a week, like a weekly meeting, right? And when I billed for the hospital, and she would pull our AR, the bills that were still outstanding, you know, and we would go over those and see what needed to be accomplished, see the numbers had to come down, the money had to go up. But I don't, honestly, I don't really ever remember being disciplined, never suspended.
Do you know any reason why you wouldn't be able to perform all of the job functions described in the job description?
No. I think that you're as good as the people that train you. And if you have good people that are more seasoned in the office and they train you well, hey, you have a great crew, you know, and you have people that if you don't know something, you can maybe ask them a question here or there. And I really do think that I believe that you're as good as the people that train you. And if you have a good trainer, you are an excellent employee and an asset to the office.
If you're off to the job, you need to take and pass a drug test. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Do you understand the requirements of the job?
Yes.
Do you have any questions of us?
No, not at this time. I thought I would, but I don't.
No. Well, Ms. Renee, I have one question to ask because I've asked it to the previous applicants. I know you're full aware of dealing with taxpayers and people that are upset. Like, for example, yesterday we had 7 taxpayers in the office. They were emotionally charged, emotionally driven. We had limited staff, and it was a very intense situation. Are you comfortable working in that type of an environment? Because we have to, like you said, diffuse them, listen to them, and get them the answers they need.
I am. It's always a very, like you said, uncomfortable situation. But if you tell people, was there a line of people, or did they come in at different times?
We had 7 at once.
Okay. So sometimes if they're upset, you know, just tell them. And we tell people in the clerk's office, you know, when they come in and there's a line, it's going to be a few minutes, but we will get with you as soon as possible. You know, you can hang out. There's a couple of chairs that you can sit on out there. You know, if you'd rather come back in a little while, you're more than welcome to do so. We don't close for the lunch hour. You know, if they're really upset, just tell them, please give me a couple of minutes and I'll be more than happy to listen to your situation. We'll see how we can help you. Yeah. Like I said, it's never comfortable, but you kind of have to be, that's just working with the public. You're going to end 7 people at one time. It's a lot, you know, it really, really is. And with people that have been in the working field and worked with the public, they understand. It's the people that have never worked with the public that they're just like, hey, you're going to do this, and you're going to do it now, and you're going to do it how I say, you know, and you just hold on, you know, and I'll be right with you. We can talk about the situation and see what's at hand. So I am people of money. When you're trying to take people's money, it's never
a good situation.
Yeah, but you know, I worked in an office, and my boss would come to me and tell me, I'm going on a vacation here. I need X amount of money in my bank account by the end of the week. Make it happen. And you know, it was a make or break situation. And I just had to pull it in because it was me. You know, so you just have to do it, and you learn how to do it.
Understandable.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And people that are upset like that, if they know that you'll sit there and work with them and listen to them and maybe call them back, or, you know, they'll remember you next time, and they'll ask for you. They'll just keep on asking for you and you'll become their friend.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
If you're selected, when would you be available?
I would like to give my the office that I'm working in right now 2 weeks. I think it's it's only right if we can. If I can.
Okay. All right. Renee, we'll be getting back with you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was nice talking with both of you today.
Likewise. Thanks, Renee.
All right. I appreciate the interview today.
Very welcome. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye. Let's see. How do I go? Leave.
Good morning, Shauna. Can you hear me? Your audio looks like you're still muted.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Sean, I'm going to ask you questions during this interview.
I think she froze up, Phil.
Yes, she did.
Am I having internet issues? I'm at home. Let me make sure here. Hold on. Can you see me now and hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good.
Sean, I'm going to ask you questions, and at any time you want to chime in, please do.
Okay.
There were schedules from 8 to 4:30. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
You're aware that this is a full-time position?
I am.
Are you aware that this can also be a union position? If we select you, you'll have the option of either joining or not joining the union. You okay with that?
I am okay with that. I was not aware, but I am okay with that.
Describe your current most recent job responsibilities and duties.
Okay, I have been a nurse for the last 16 years. So I am an LPN at the hospital clinic. I have been thinking about kind of getting out of the nursing profession for the last few years, even prior to pandemic. I just think I've kind of done as much as I'd like to do in nursing, and I'm looking for a change, but I'd still like to serve my community. My duties at the clinic are to meet and greet and take every patient back, gather all of their history, including their current problems, past problems, communicate that along to the doctor, help her with any paperwork, any sorts of issues that may arise with, I currently work with Dr. Shire. And basically nursing duties, I do scheduling for her occasionally, and any issues that she needs resolved, I'm her main person.
Describe your strengths, things that you do well.
I believe I am a great communicator. I also am very good at doing research, gathering information. Huge part of my job is researching, getting information from patients. I've always been in the community service field, so I'm, you know, very capable of doing community issues with people. I believe those are my greatest strengths.
And areas needing improvement?
I would say sometimes I have a hard time saying no. I am such a helper, and I like to volunteer my time if people need help. There's been occasion where I may have gotten a little overwhelmed and might have said I couldn't take something extra on, and I probably should have said no and did not, but that's just my naturing and helpful self. So,
okay, give an example of a situation where there were competing priorities, and what did you do?
That kind of happens day to day in the nursing field. I mean, you have patients that are scheduled such amount of time, a half an hour appointment, an hour appointment. Sometimes they go really smoothly. Other times you have somebody that just, that they want more than that half hour or that hour. Normally what I have done in those situations is try to listen, try to gather as much as I can, hit the key points that really need to be addressed that day in a timely manner, and then try to schedule another appointment for them to come back in at a later date to talk to myself or to the doctor. That's probably one of the most challenging time constraints, is getting things in and out. Hitting deadlines with paperwork also can be sometimes a challenge, but I've always been the one willing to stay late and get it done and push to the end and get deadlines done that need to be met.
Describe your computer experience, including Microsoft Word, Excel, or something comparable to that.
I have worked with everything from, I've done Excel. I was an ICON administrative assistant in Denver many years ago for three executives. So I do know Excel. I know Microsoft Word. I'm very proficient in all aspects of the computer industry. I'm sure there may be some things I would need to brush up on because we're normally doing a EHR, you know, medical records thing, but I am familiar with all of them. I have them all at home. So I'm very familiar.
And in operating systems, are you familiar with Windows and or Macintosh?
Absolutely both.
What experience do you have in regards to general office and clerical skills?
Again, I was an administrative assistant in Denver many years ago before I moved back to Trinidad to pursue nursing. I did all the office work for the three executives that I worked for. I did all their correspondence, their mail, their phones, their scheduling, meetings. Basically, I've done it all in my current position. I also help out with the front office. I kind of sit right there by the front office. So if somebody's needing help checking in and the girls are busy, I'm right up there to try and help the patient get checked in as quick as possible. I do schedule if my schedulers are busy and somebody needs a patient scheduled, I just go ahead and do the scheduling for them.
Describe the kinds of deadlines that you have had to meet in your current or past positions.
Again, those time deadlines with each patient getting through the day so, you know, the doctor can get out at a decent time. I've had lots of deadlines. I've actually worked closely with social services in the county before where we've had deadlines that paperwork has got to be placed for patients. And I just push through, do it in between my patients as I can. I have worked through lunches before. I will always get a deadline met that needs to be met that day. Or if there is some reason, it just is not feasible. Something comes up at the end of the day. I always make sure to call the patient, the client back, let them know I am working on it as quick as I can. I would go in early the next morning and get it done and satisfy their needs for them.
Okay, well, I think you just answered my next question. That is, if a deadline cannot be met, what did you do? You informed the individuals involved?
Yep, absolutely. I think that communication goes a long way. I think people get very frustrated if they don't hear back from somebody. You just put it off and put it off. So I always try to call and say, this is where I'm at. This is the status. I'm working on it as quickly as I can. You know, if I cannot get it done today, I will come in early tomorrow morning. Usually then they're very apt to work with that.
What's been your experience in working as a team player? And give examples in your current or past positions.
Well, again, with nursing, it's all kind of team play. I mean, you're a nurse, you're sometimes right there assisting the doctor. Like I said, I'm scheduling, I'm calling patients. I am a huge believer in team. You cannot get through a day without sometimes needing a little bit of help from somebody, or I might need to help somebody. I'm always willing to jump in and help the team to have a good outcome for the client, the patient. I think I've mentioned several examples that I've jumped in and scheduled. I've jumped in and helped take payments up front. I've helped other doctors that their nurse is busy and they need something immediately. You just jump in and help them.
What do you do to organize your workday?
Usually when I get there in the morning, I get my schedule ready for the whole day. I kind of look it over actually the night before. I do what's called a scrubbing, and I look at my schedule for the next day. Anything that is outstanding, I will try to find that we need for that next appointment. So I kind of start it the night before. And then that morning I go through and organize everything, go through my mind in every patient exactly what we're going to be doing. Of course, things always pop up that you're not expected and you just kind of handle that as they come. But I usually try to organize the night before for the next morning and then again go over everything the following morning to be prepared for my day.
How would you describe your ideal job?
My what job? I'm sorry.
Ideal?
My ideal job? Again, I enjoy working with the community. I have been a public servant for years. That's just kind of my nature. I'm very empathetic. I I enjoy people. I'm a big people person. So my ideal job would be to continue to serve my community in some capacity. I can put that as an example, being a nurse, you know, you're out at the grocery store. I get stopped all the time. You know, thank you for what you did for me the other day. So I really enjoy working with community and helping people. So that's my ideal type of job.
What work have you performed that involved working with sensitive or confidential information or matters?
We, medical field, we have to follow strict HIPAA guidelines. I do not discuss patient information with anybody other than a providing participant in their care. So I am very, very strict with confidentiality.
How would you handle a citizen or a fellow employee who was upset and complaining about the assessor's office or the work that you were doing? How would you handle that?
I think what I normally do, we have patients that get upset with us if we're running behind a little bit. I normally just kind of do a blameless apology. I'm sorry this has happened to you. I am here now. What can I do to help you fix the situation? Whether it's something I did or a coworker, I always just do the blameless apology. Don't push the blame on anybody else. Just, I am sorry that happened to you. I'm here now. What can I do to help and resolve your issue?
Tell us about a situation when you were working with a really demanding individual. How'd you handle it?
Again, probably a patient that was disruptive. We have several that sometimes don't get necessarily what they want. A lot of times it has to do with medications. We have had to go so far as to call security, of course, in the past in my field. But normally I'm pretty good at diffusing a situation. Again, I just, I'm sorry if I misunderstood what you wanted. Is there anything else I can help you get? How can we resolve the situation? I think most of the time people just want to be heard. They just want their voice to be heard. They want somebody to listen to them, take into consideration their frustrations. And usually that diffuses the situation.
What role does safety play in your work on a daily basis?
Oh, gosh. Well, every day is safety in the medical field. I mean, we have to make sure instruments are safe, that we are safe to work. Your mind is safe. You know, if you see something on the floor, somebody might slip on, pick it up. Don't call maintenance. Just kind of do stuff yourself. So safety is huge to me. I mean, that's been my whole life for 16 years is trying to keep people safe. So
when you get into a situation where there's a heavy object that's too big or too heavy to move, what would you do?
I would probably ask for help. I do fit tests at work, so I know my limits on what I can lift with my legs and back. But if it was something that I think I would probably injure myself, I would probably ask for help and not try to injure myself on the job, obviously.
Have you ever been disciplined or suspended from any of your previous jobs? And if so, what were the details?
I have never been suspended. Disciplined, I'll tell you, I have a tendency, I'm a bit of a talker. So I have gotten a few times I have been told by a supervisor to I get a little overexcited, I guess, sometimes. And I've been told to just kind of slow down, just kind of don't, maybe not talk so loud. I'm Italian and sometimes I have a tendency to talk a little loud. Never have been suspended or fired or anything serious, but I tend to get a little overexcited occasionally, so.
Okay. Do you know any reason why you wouldn't be able to perform all the job functions described in the job description?
No, not at all.
If you're offered the job, you need to take and pass a drug test. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
Do you understand the requirements of the job?
I do. I have done a little bit of research on it.
Do you have anything to add or any questions of us?
I really do not. I guess the only question is, since this is a big, huge career change for me that I am definitely ready to make at this point in my life, I didn't know, if if offered the job at all, if there's any room for advancement within the assessor's office or any type of situation like that, would probably be my only question.
Well, Ms. Grosso, I can answer that. There really isn't a lot for advancement. We're a very data-oriented office. It's a lot of people skills dealing with the public. We run on a two-year timeline cycle, and everything we do is dictated by Colorado statute. So it's all law-driven.
Right.
So it is a repetitive cycle every 2 years. We do offer classes, online learning, because we do have to have so many hours of continuing education for my staff. Okay. But as far as climbing a ladder, not as much. It's you're sort of, you'll learn something new every day. I can tell you that much. It changes daily, but it's a repetitive job.
Okay. And that's fine. I just, you know, you always just want to know what the future holds. And at this point in my life, like I said, I'm just really wanting to do something new, kind of fresh, but still be able to serve my community as I have for the last 16, 17 years. So thank you for your answer.
No problem. I do have one more question to ask.
Sure.
Sometimes we have public taxpayers come in, mm-hmm. and they can be very emotionally charged. Yesterday, for example, we had 7 taxpayers in the office at once. I had limited staff. It was an intense situation. They were upset with receiving their tax bill. How would you handle that situation?
Again, I try to listen. I mean, it's always, I think, again, people just really want to be heard. That happens with us all the time, too. We get patients coming, just walking in, just irate about something instead of calling. We may have 5 people out in that lobby that are just upset as can be. And I try to diffuse the situation one at a time, take somebody into a private area. I don't ever discuss anything out in public. Again, I think people just want to be listened to and they want to vent, whether their anger is justified or not. They just kind of want to be heard. And so just to listen to them, try to jot down exactly what their main issue is and try to resolve that for them. If I were not able to resolve it, I would get somebody higher up, a supervisor, to come help me handle that situation. But I really think just listening to people and kind of letting them vent a little bit, but taking them aside away from the situation would be the way that I would handle it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're selected, when would you be available?
I can put my 2 weeks notice in at work at any time. I am prepared to leave. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Shona. I have nothing else.
Well, great. Thank you. Nice to meet you both. And thank you for your time. I hope to hear from you soon.
We will be getting in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.